Open letter to Nikki Sharma, BC's Attorney General and Minister of Justice. Dear Ms. Sharma, in late January 2025, the City Council in the City of Port Moody passed a bylaw prohibiting mobile live animal programs from operating on public and private property in the city. This action was directed at eliminating the stress and suffering especially to non-domesticated animals when exposed to crowds of humans. On the other hand, when conducting motor vehicle speed enforcement, the Port Moody Police Department routinely allows a 10 km per hour grace allowance over the posted maximum speed limit. The posted speeds in the city of Port Moody are generally 50 km per hour on major arterial and collector streets, and 30 km per hour on residential streets, especially in school zones. About 20 years ago, authorities in the Netherlands analyzed pedestrian vehicle collisions for a relationship between speed and the severity of injury. These pie graphs show the results of this analysis. They show that the probability of dying increases from quite low, approximately 5%, at 30 km per hour to almost a certainty, approximately 95%, at 60 km per hour. I am writing to draw your attention to the implications for the grace allowance. By condoning driving at 40 km per hour through a 30 km per hour school zone, we are implicitly accepting, by interpolating the graphs, a fatality rate of about 30%. By condoning driving at 60 km per hour on Glenair Drive, near my home, we are implicitly accepting a fatality rate of about 95%. Indeed, a woman was struck and killed at the pedestrian crosswalk on Glenair Drive, at Glencoe Drive, about a decade ago. I am writing to urge you to direct your staff in the Ministry of Justice to commission a pedestrian vehicle collision analysis of the relationship between speed and injury level in the province of British Columbia, and then to consider passing province-wide legislation to prohibit law enforcement from providing a grace allowance in speed enforcement. Derek Wilson, Port Moody. Megaphone, got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow, want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon, words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.